5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the gospel for about 5 minutes, and hopefully you're encouraged. This next week at church, I'm preaching on the book of Jude, and we're ending a 3-part series that we've done each summer on the book of Acts. And one of the many wonderful things about it, for me personally, is seeing again and again how interconnected Scripture is. So in Acts chapter 15, there's this Jerusalem council that's talked about at least in Galatians chapter 3, although some people argue that the order of that's the other way. And as I look at Jude, there's so much interesting stuff to it. First of all, it's a very verified and verifiable New Testament document. Second of all, almost every scholar agrees that Jude was Jesus' brother, so the ramifications of worshiping your brother are fascinating. Third, Jude clearly has been communicating with Peter, either learning directly from him or corresponding with him in other ways, because Jude and 2 Peter are so very similar. And then, of course, the most beautiful part is the fact that he reminds the people that he's writing, Jewish Christians, of the good news. And he does this in so many ways. The book it reminds me of personally is James, because his tone is harsh but poetic. He uses tons of Old Testament references in, by the way, one chapter. But he calls the people he's writing beloved about every 5th verse, because that is the foundation and the fundamental part of the gospel, which is that because of the work of Christ, we are the beloved of God, because God loves us. And then because of the work of Christ that we receive by faith, we are the beloved of God. So many other things are fun about Jude. He references a couple of pieces of Jewish apocalyptic literature that he took as true. So that teaches us things about angels and the body of Moses. And he goes into poetry in verses 12 and 13, describing the spiritual ramifications of this series of bad teaching that was going on in the church or churches that he's writing to. But the foundation of that is, remember that you're beloved. As he encourages people the most directly, he says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." The backbone of the letter is not about all of his Old Testament and extra Jewish literature references. The most interesting thing is not even that he's the brother of Jesus, though I find that very interesting. The most interesting thing is not the doxology, which is the part of Jude that people are most familiar with. "Now to him is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." Beautiful doxology. The true beauty of Jude is, like the rest of the New Testament, the backbone of it is God loves you. And because of the work of Christ, he has pursued you and called you back to himself. In verse 1, he says to those who are called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. That's the beauty of Jude. That's the beauty of the New Testament. That's the beauty of the gospel of Jesus and of the whole scripture, is that we're loved by God. And yet in a world bent and broken, we need the work of Christ to rescue us first and foremost from ourselves, also from sin and death, into the love of God that will indeed keep us forever, because such is the power of Christ.